Today on The Grid, it's our blind photo critiques episode where we're breaking hearts and making people sell their gear and stuff like that. Joining me today is my co-host. He hails from the Sudan. His shades are Ray-Ban. He's kicking it with Charlie Chan. He sings a little ditty about Jack and Diane. He's the real rocket man. Eric Kuna is here. We got some giveaways. We got some news. We got some pictures to share. And it all starts in just 23.8 seconds. Let's go.
The Grid is brought to you by Platypod, the tripod alternative that is changing the world. Everybody has a Platypod. You should too. Go to platypod.com.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Masterpiece Theatre. It's The Grid. We're live, and we're large and in charge. You missed right before we went on the air. I spilled makeup everywhere. It was all over everything, so we're still kind of in cleanup mode. But anyway, we're glad you're here. Let's see what's going on. I do want to say to my crew that there's just a random number on the clock in front of me that tells me what time. And I have to be on time today. I have to leave on time because I've got a Zoom call, because that's my life. My life is one long Zoom call. So I got to leave right on time today. We've got a bunch of people that send in stuff. Mr. Kuna is here. Boom. Hey. The Kuna is in the house.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, Mr. Kuna. Hey, Mr. Kuna and I had a great weekend. We got to shoot the Sun and Fun air show. It's the Aerospace Expo, but it's the big, second largest air show in America over in Lakeland, Florida. And we went over there and had a wonderful time. Mr. Kuna was there all week long with his camper, which is, I finally got to see his camper, by the way. Yeah. Very nice camper.
I love it.
I realized at that moment, we are overpaying Mr. Kuna by a ridiculous amount. Anyway, it's absolutely beautiful. He's got the coolest camper, and we had a lot of fun. The team, Joe and the team from Sun and Fun, greatest group of guys, hardworking, and we had a lot of fun. The Thunderbirds were there. Eric's going to share a few of his shots. I'm going to try to dig up a few of mine, but we have a bunch of your photos that we're going to be doing blind critiques on today. Let's go to our giveaways because we got a bunch of them. What are we giving away?
Yeah, so we're giving away, we got a bunch of giveaways today. We got your Lightroom Classic book, so we're giving that away.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, and then also, speaking of books, we're going to be giving away your travel photography book. So you can get both of those over on Amazon, but you can win those today on The Grid. And then Boris Effects Optics, so you can get the 2022 Optics, so the brand new one. And then On One Effects 2022, we're going to be giving that away. And then, I'm not sure about this last discount they have, or last thing. It's a Platypod disc. So we're giving away the disc for the Platypod. So if you want to win any of those prizes, just leave a comment.
No, that disc is really nice. It actually, I've got one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and here, we're giving one today. It is a shockingly nice.
Yes.
For any kind of like ball head that slides a camera in, they're better than the regular ones.
Yeah,
they really actually are, and they sell them on their site for a bunch of money.
You know, I was thrown off because it said Platy Ball up there, and I was like, "What's a Platy Ball disc?" I was like, "Is there a new thing?" So, anyways, if you want to enter to win any of that stuff, just leave us a comment, tell us what you'd like to win, and then also leave us comments, tell us where you're from. If you guys have any questions, leave us comments about that. And besides that, we're going to be digging into blind photo critiques here in a second.
Digging into blind photo critiques.
I think.
Yeah, we are. Other things. Did you mention we have a conference coming up? Did you mention the gear conference?
No, we have not talked about that. But, we do have a conference coming up.
It's awesome. It's coming up.
Yeah. The Photo Gear Conference. So I'm really looking forward to it. I know we're all looking forward to this one, but gear is so essential to what we do as photographers. So this conference will be all about gear. Basically all the different things that you need to make the images that we make, and then also answering all those gear questions, clearing issues up for people. I think this is one topic that is so confusing for photographers, especially when I'm out shooting with them. This is the topic that gets most people tripped up is the gear.
Yeah, and if you want to learn your camera body, if you want to learn your tripod, like people go, I know my tripod will do a lot more than it will. Like the other day we were talking and I was showing, I had a, a three-leg thing here. And I said, do you know that one of the legs comes off and it becomes a monopod? Mm-hmm. And my buddy's like, what? But it's stuff like that. There's all kinds of things that you can do with your gear. And like, how do you find the right tripod, right? And when you do, what features and what's it do? We're going to learn, you're going to learn your camera body. You're going to learn your accessories, lenses, all of that stuff and all the stuff that surrounds this. Because once you get good at all this stuff, you can stop worrying about all this stuff. You can stop having your life being about, am I using my gear right? Am I getting the most from it? Then you can focus on creativity and stuff like that. So all kinds of different stuff. We're exploring all that stuff. So come and join us. It's going to be a blast. And that is coming up at the end of next month. Yeah, next month.
Yes.
All right. Yes. It's in May.
Second half of May.
Okay. Yeah, 17th and 18th. There it is. There's the days. Okay, so go sign up at kelby1live.com. What else did we have? There was something else. Oh, tomorrow night I am doing a book chat. So you can go to my Facebook page tomorrow night. And I don't know what time it is, but Christina will tell me. I'm going to think it's probably 7 o'clock. I was going to guess 7 o'clock. And so at my book chats, here's what we do. So this is a book chat for my brand new just released book, The Travel Photography Book. So it's now actually in stores and in Amazon and every place. But my publisher, when we do these chats where I talk about the book and I share a bunch of travel photography tips. So I guess what I should say is join me tomorrow night for a bunch of travel photography tips. But it's wrapped around my book and it's based on my book. But my publisher gives, ready, 50% off. Like the deals that they give on my book, I think the print edition is $20. No, $15. $15.
Wow.
$15 for the print, $20 for the ebook and the print. And if you just want the ebook, it's $10. They're going to do all that tomorrow night. So it's ridiculous. You're not going to ever find my books cheaper than that unless it is for Photoshop 4. So if you buy my Photoshop 4 book, it's probably $2.
Yeah, I'm sure you can get it for $4.
Yeah. But anyway, they give incredible deals. They do bundle deals on my other books too, where they bundle three books together. And we're going to be giving away some gift cards and some stuff. So it's a really fun night. It's very casual and it's fun. It's tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Come and join me and the crew. We're going to have a good time. It's tomorrow night and it's a lot of fun. It's very casual. It's not, you know. It's not like a Masterpiece Theater type of book chat, but that's tomorrow night. Okay, while we're doing this, Mr. Kunis, show us some pictures real quick.
All right. So we're overshooting the Sun and Fun Air Show, and then here's some images from it. So, that's Scott's screen. So,
why are we seeing my screen?
No problem. Yeah.
I'm just like looking through to see which ones I want to share. Hey, I'll show mine now. Go ahead. Yeah. No, don't switch it off. This was one of my favorite ones, flying right over my head.
Love it.
You can see in the cockpit.
Detail.
And you can't tell, but I put Eric's face really small in there.
Yes.
Because he's everywhere. But I'm just going to zip through these because I haven't narrowed it down. So you're going to see a little bit of everything. That's a nice, clean, crisp blue sky shot. Everybody wants just a blue sky. Hey, no Photoshop skies, and we had great skies. We didn't have to. We didn't have to add
on
any.
On Saturday,
those are real skies, and you know it's the Thunderbirds. I usually shoot really tight, but I think it's fun sometimes to show a wide. You know, to go wide.
Absolutely.
With some of these, you know, wide shots. So you know the Thunderbirds are just amazing, and there's the Delta Split or whatever it's called, and they do those passes where they're each one of them's coming at each other at 500 miles an hour, and they pass
and
right next to each other.
Yeah, I love
and
those.
I also did some of those artistic ones where you walk around, and I'm showing the art of the planes. So they're not you're just seeing parts of it, like parts of an engine. And so I did a lot of that stuff. And you'll see it here, and then you'll see it a little further as we go into it. Got some Mustangs. We got some Jetaroonies, F-16s and F-18 Hornets, Super Hornets.
Hornet. Yeah.
Yep, Super Hornet. Not just a regular Hornet, Super Hornets. So that's kind of what's here. I'm just zipping through them. They did a Heritage flight. And I got to do a portrait with the gentleman flying that Corsair right there, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll see his image in a minute, Jim Tobel. Anyway, it's just standard stuff. I mean, the Thunderbirds, you know, that's the Thunderbirds. Look, I'm close. Now, Eric, I saw, had the moment when they're right over each other. I had right before and right after. All right, anyway, let me see, is there any others? Did you lose my feed here?
I can't tell what's happening.
We'll see Jim Tobel's in a minute here. Oh, there's, that's kind of a good one.
Yeah, I love that one.
That's kind of a nice one.
That's a perfect time.
So, and that's kind of a nice split there. What else we got? You know, you're thinking, oh, look at this one. So I have the other plane circling
around. I love
around.
That one. That's one of my favorites.
That's, I kind of like that.
Because, you know, it's shots you don't see.
Yeah, and the rest
we see tons of shots of that. Tons of, like,
I know,
that,
I'm like, oh my gosh.
And that, like, but you don't see the formation flying behind. Like, that's unique.
Right, that was kind of neat. All right, here's some that I do like. Hold on. So these are some more of those shots where just the art of it, right? There's the P-51. Here's the ugliest plane in the sky, the A-10. But I got some decent shots of the ugly plane. That's doing another heritage flight there. That's okay. All right, these are kind of nice here.
Yeah, I love that.
All right, those are kind of.
I love how you isolated the planes too.
Yeah,
where it's like more like timeless.
Yeah, I will tell you, in the background you can't see it here, but there was like a tent, and there was like a sign, like, you know, the name of the taxi.
Yeah, and that happens,
I cloned those
right?
out. Because it killed the timelessness of the shot, right? And then lastly, I want to show you Kuna Man.
There it is.
So I was doing a portrait of Jim Tobel, and Eric was standing in as my test. I'm like, before I bring the pilot over, I said, Eric, stand here, and he helped me get the test shot looking. But I like this shot.
Yeah, we were
Eric.
Setting everything up beforehand. Scott had everything up before. We had it all dialed in, and then the pilot came in. And
I'll find the shot of him here in a minute.
Maybe a minute with the pilot.
Yeah, I bet we didn't have 60 seconds. Oh, I kind of like this one. Go see that? Yeah.
Maybe.
Kind of like that one. And a couple more of those, you know, just artistic shots. That's kind of nice. Nice lines on the... That's the B-1 bomber was there. Okay. So now let's look at some good pictures. Let's go see Eric's.
I love your pictures.
Now let's go see some good pictures.
All right. Maybe. We'll see.
Do you have Eric's thing yet?
I'm frozen.
All right. Well, here, I can show you the shot of Jim Tobel here.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know what they're doing.
All right. So they're running him a new cable. Here's the shot of Jim, the pilot that was in that picture I showed you, if you can see my screen. And so I put a couple of the shots of his heritage flight there where he's flying with an F-18 Super Hornet he's flying with?
Yeah.
Flying a plane that was in the Korean War, right? So this is an F-4U-4 Corsair, and that's Jim Tobel, who is the pilot and owner of that plane. And so I made him this, like a print of this.
I love it.
So he can see himself.
And I really love how you put those three images in there showing, like, from the show flying.
He's involved, I guess, in the Navy heritage thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, and my friend Larry Grace told me about that before. And it was actually Larry Grace that set this up. Larry called him and said, hey, I got a buddy who wants to take your portrait. And so I got to do it. I only had 60 seconds with him.
I'm back.
But all right, Eric's back.
I don't know if they have my computer, though.
Does anybody have your computer? I don't know.
Who knows?
How about this shot? It's on my screen right now. What about this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Jason. I did a good portrait of Jason last week. I'm not done with it. That's just kind of getting it going. But anyway, all right, let's go. Can we start this? Can we start our first one? All right, here we go. Ready? So these are submitted by someone. we don't tell the person's name because that's why they're called blind critiques. So, well, this is very nice. Nice color, nice sky. That's interesting. It looks like an alien craft landed there. Can you see these, Eric?
Yeah.
Okay, it looks like an alien craft landed down there. So what happened here? We were off to such a good start. Like, this is really nice. I with this shot, if you could have gone with a longer exposure, you would have had a killer shot. This is
a
nice
shot. It just isn't long enough, and you can definitely tell with the waters where it will come out first.
Guys, everybody out there that owns a 3-stop, go buy a 10-stop. Go buy a 10-stop ND. Like, yes. This is one of the most common things we see on the grid with people that do long exposures. They just don't do them long enough. When you see award-winning ones, they did it. They did a 4-minute or a 10-minute or a 15-minute exposure. And this is probably a 3-second exposure or a 4-second. I mean, you need minutes.
Well, especially when you got to think, Scott, with that image, like, it's all about the motion of the water and the sky. There's really that bridge or that barrier there.
All right, I looked. It's 106 seconds. So not quite 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? So you needed an 8-minute exposure. Like, you got to get, you just, but you were at the right place at the right time. You're doing the right thing, but you're short a piece of equipment. You should go to the gear conference. Hey, I learned.
I actually really like that middle image and how that is. I don't even know what is going on there.
I don't even know what's going on there. The only thing that I would say to the person that's doing this, you have these kind of weeds or whatever this is up at the front.
Yeah.
They're not weeds, but whatever this, I'd get rid of that because it's bright and it's drawing your eye. And it almost seems like, are these related to that? Because this is a really, I don't know what's going on there. Maybe it's car lights or I don't know, but it's cool. But this is really good, and this is really good.
Yeah, don't show
anybody this photo. This photo, don't show it anymore. I get it. It's an abandoned house in the wood, and it's creepy. But it's a mess. It's just a.
Yeah, photographically.
This is good. This is good. This is not.
Yeah, that one is not like the others.
Yeah, it looks like a completely different photographer took this one. Yep. Don't show this photo to anyone ever again as long as you live. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it's all right. Moving on.
All right, I think we need to take a break. We're at 24 minutes.
Okay, yeah, we got to go. All right.
We got to take a break, but when we come back, we'll be doing some more buying tricks, and we'll see, maybe they'll have my computer. Who knows?
It could happen.
We'll see.
Let's go.
This segment of The Grid is brought to you by B&H Photo, the professional.
Boris Effects Optics is the definitive digital toolbox for image editing, visual effects, and optical filter simulation. Available as a plugin for Adobe Photoshop and Lightroom, and as a standalone application. Created by Academy Award-winning effects artists, Optics brings Hollywood-quality visual effects to your images. It's easy to explore your creativity with 174 unique filters. Choose from the thousands of installed presets. And use the comprehensive layer and masking system to turn simple photos into cinematic masterpieces. Add light with lens flares, light leaks and gobos. Add style with film stocks and looks. And with Optics 2022, add realistic particle-based effects like smoke, fire, sci-fi and more. All fully customizable to create a unique image. With affordable licensing options and a free trial version, there's no reason not to see for yourself why professional photographers, artists, and designers love working with Boris Effects Optics. Download it now.
This segment of The Grid is brought to you by B&H Photo, the professional source since 1973.
Okay, hey-o, we're back. All right, they got Eric's machine up and running. Let's real quick take a look at some images from Mr. Kuna.
All right. Well, I don't have as many as Scott because I narrowed them down.
Oh, I didn't narrow mine down. Mine was just a little bit of everything. Oh, I like that.
So there's a shot of the Thunderbirds. Yeah.
Very nice.
That's actually with the new 800 f/11 lens.
Woo!
There's the night show, little fireworks. Got the pass. I was actually a little elevated there.
That's the knife edge pass, Eric. Yep. The knife edge. Oh, that's nice. I never even saw that one fly.
There's a Heritage flight before you came.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I love that plane.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
And then they had the warbirds, so love that because it's like you had like a warbirds all in the sky.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't see that either. That's a good shot of an A-10. Yeah. It's the ugliest plane in the air.
Ugliest plane, but it's decent.
It's a pretty good shot.
Then I tried to do some stuff with the crowd, you know, getting the crowd involved in the shot. They had the night show. So
oh, that's
really
a cool shot.
Got that. There, I got the inverted pass.
Nice. Never saw that one.
Yep, that one was coming straight at me. And then that one's at 11,000 millimeters with that F-11.
1,100?
Yeah,
11,100.
Yeah, 1,120 millimeters. Love this one because that flag just happened to be there.
Yep.
You know,
lucked out. I like that background for it,
too. Got the moon with the A-10. Another pass. I love night. I love the colors. You know, this is at sunset. You know, I love the colors brought into it. And then again, trying to get stuff where showing the crowd and context.
Yeah, he's shooting from the tower.
From the tower. And then at night.
Oh, that crazy plane with the rocket engine in between.
Yeah, that's the Yak 110.
Yep, the Yak
110. And it has that jet in the middle. Really cool plane.
A giant Yak.
Got that. And then I was able to get some shots of that's the ISS passing over the top of Sun and Fun during the air show.
That's International Space Station for those of you who are not Kuna. Yeah.
International Space Station, and then I also got it going over the B-1.
Nice, B-1.
The other a couple nights later. And then I was able to capture, because it's me, a rocket launch at the show. So there's a rocket launch, so I got that. And then look at this image, right? You're like, oh my gosh, you know, that's not anything miraculous. But what's interesting about this one is I actually took a picture of a Kel B-1 instructor at Sun and Fun. So right up there, that's Kelly Greer. So that was Kelly Greer in the audience.
Was she really there?
Yes, she was there.
Seriously?
Yeah.
How did we not
so
did you see her?
I didn't know, and then she posted on. So we were there, and I said, oh, I probably have a picture of you. And she told me where she was.
Son of a gun.
Then I sent her the picture, and she's like, that's exactly me.
Oh, my gosh.
So there you go.
How about that?
Picture of Kelly Greer there. So there you go.
I mean, that's more unusual than you think because she lives in Boston.
Yes, so exactly.
She's in Lakeland, right? Florida. What the heck?
So,
all right, let's get back to our critiques. Thank you, Eric. Thanks for sharing those. Some great, great shots there.
Thank you.
All right, look at these. Want to see some great shots? Here we go.
Oh, that's nice. Nice.
Aren't these nice?
Nice.
The only thing I would say, these are wonderful. If I had to do say anything, would be, that's my favorite. But this one, it could be maybe a tad brighter, and you could crop it maybe a little, like some of the stuff on the left.
I agree that you could definitely open up some shadows on the bird.
Yeah, open up some shadows on the bird. Shadows on the bird.
And you might be able to do select. You might be able to do select subject on that.
Yeah, and pull it out.
I bet you. And isolate it.
And some of the other just junk down there is not helping the shot. Something like that, maybe. But anyway, they're very nice.
What, that these select are, subject is
these are very, and these
really
are probably
good.
The best photos you're going to see of the day. So sit tight. All right, let's move on. Let's jump down here. All right. That's kind of cute, Al peeking his head out.
That's Disney.
All right. This shot looks like it was shot by Disney. Like, this looks like a Disney shot. This is beautifully done.
Oh.
This is really, really nicely done. It's Tom Sawyer's Island on the left, and there's
I love that one.
And that's just gorgeous.
I love it.
Like, that is so nicely done. It literally looks like a Disney promotional shot.
Yeah.
This is very nice.
I
look
like
at that
too.
And look at the, is this water, Eric?
Water on the,
wow, that's nicely done.
Yeah.
This is cute and whimsical, but it does not.
I mean, compared to the others, that's the kind of the weak link, but it's still not a bad image.
Yeah, it's not a bad image. That's really nice. This is really nice. It's all right.
Yeah.
But so do more of this. I want to see more of your pictures of Disney.
Good light, good color, good
moments. Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well done. How about this one?
Ooh. Oh, I like that too.
I like the color there.
I just wish you could see the whole island, just a little bit of that. And then if you got up just a little bit higher, yeah, like
just
an
a little
inch.
Higher, to, so you're not cutting off the bottom of that. But yeah, that'd
just be like an inch.
Look at this nice use of leading lines and stuff.
I love that.
This one looks like it's a tad overprocessed.
Yeah, it's a little cooked.
Yeah, a little cooked. Like back off the cooking by 20%, and I think that's still really good. And that's nice.
That's nice.
It's okay.
It's not as good as the others.
It's not as good as the others, but it's still nice.
That first one is really good.
That first one, that's
and again, I'm saying if you just went up just a little higher, it is crooked. It's crooked.
It does look, yeah. Oh, yeah, the horizon line absolutely is crooked. Let's go fix that.
It just immediately.
Yep, so go to the crop tool, get the this little angle tool here and drag it down the horizon like that. That's a bit better. It's not, I didn't nail it, I can tell you. But you can see here, where's the before and after here on that? Here we go. Okay, why isn't the before and after not working? Oh, well, it's camera raw. Okay, but good stuff. Nicely done. What do we got here? So this is so hard because these three images are three completely different categories. They look like you're shot by three completely different photographers.
Yeah, different looks.
I really can't tell anything about your photography. I would say this. I like your toning and your post-processing on this photo, but the fact that the sky is white is not awesome. And this one's not bad. This is okay. I guess he's painting over the graffiti.
Yeah.
It's all right. This is kind of messy.
It's a interesting sky with an uninteresting foreground.
Yeah.
And
yeah, this is, I think I'd kind of skip this one. I think your best shot is this one, but your sky's just trashed. So either replace the sky or change your perspective. You're shooting up on her, which is not a very, it's not a very pleasing for most people. You're better to shoot from a higher angle. It's a more flattering angle. So shooting down, and also when she's looking so far over to the side, you get a lot of the whites of her eyes. And you got other issues. I like the toning. I like the color, the profile you put on it. And this is all right. It's kind of interesting. But you know what? I think that to make this more interesting, what you might do is
definitely got to crop in.
Like you have to kind of figure out what's going on. You don't realize that he's painting over the graffiti. So if you're in a little tighter, it does help. And I know that you probably thought, well, I want you to see where he was painted over that part, but it doesn't hit you right away. You have to kind of look at it and study it. But so more of this. This isn't bad. A lot less of this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's lovely.
Mm-hmm. These are interesting. I like the last one.
Definitely. Yeah, I like the first one and the last one.
Yeah.
They're a little messy. Not much. But like, for example, here's what I would do. Now, can I do this? Yeah, I guess I can. Hold on. Well, it stopped. Hey, I was just going to zoom in on this right here. Like, I would fix those little cuts. Just, you know, you do fix that so quick with the rubber stamp tool. Like a 30-second fix, and that will look a lot nicer. Also, down here, the bottom, let's see if I can get this to... Some of this stuff, like just sticking up here, none of those are really helping the photo. I just clean that up a little bit. This one, I like it except for this big out-of-focus bulb. And that normally, very few people get away with that. Like very few
people. It has to be like in the perfect spot. Yeah. It like it can't be distracting. I know that you've seen it
before, and that's why you see this people trying this. It's very, very tough to have something blurry in the background that doesn't make the photo worse. Then this one I like quite a bit. Again, there's just a lot of stuff like this and this.
Well, you see like on that one where they had something to the right of the frame that was closer, but it's blurred out on the side of the frame. It's not as offensive as that last one.
Yeah, not nearly.
Yeah.
So, but I like where, I can tell you, I really like where you're going with this. I think you're on to something. Keep with this.
Yeah, just, the depth of field, the light.
You're going
in the right direction.
No, I think they're doing a good job. Congratulations. Good stuff. Just a little minor stuff, so don't, you know. That's my favorite, by far. Mm-hmm. But you know how we just talked about cleaning up the shot, right? Like, for example, now you can decide whether you want this one little office light on here in the corner. And you could say, no, I love that about it. Well, then clean up these that one over there and just leave that one. Because it just looks too random. I like overall, really, I really like what you've done with this one. But let's clean up those areas, right? With this one, this is not bad, Space Needle. But I think what you might, what might make this stronger, I'm gonna flip it sideways. I think there's probably something there.
Like once you get by the bottom of it, yeah.
Yeah, I think that there's probably something. It's such an interesting shape, but it almost looks like a touristy. Like the first shot looks like I'm shooting architecture. The second shot could be I'm shooting travel. And this one, same thing. You've got this funky thing. Now this is looks like a reflection or something, but you got to clean that up because this is a nice shot. And I might take that sky to black. I'm going to just lower the blacks, but and then maybe open up the shadows on the building a little so you see that. But I think you could have something really interesting there, you know, really dramatic. And it looks, it's hard to say because on my monitor it looks pretty cool, but then I'm looking on the studio monitor, it looks kind of bad. So
it depends. Well, and you could select the sky very easy.
Yeah, you could select the sky. There's a feature, I don't know if you know.
Yeah,
it's called
Select Sky.
Select Sky. Let's see what it does though. Will it notice this is a sky?
I think it might. Yep.
Close.
Pretty close.
Close, and then you could just go and darken that that sky. That
way, truthfully, in camera raw, you could have done that too.
Yeah, that's right. I could have done it in camera raw. Okay. So then, anyway, there's it. Oh, it's Jason.
Hey, Jason.
All right. So anyway, I like what you're doing. You're on to some good stuff. I like your post processing and all. Keep up the good work. We better take a break, huh?
Yeah, we got to take a break.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go. Break time.
All right, we're taking a break.
Here we go.
Hello, my name is Dave DeBearmaker, and I'm a toy photographer from North Carolina, and I'm excited to share with you my new class on exercising creativity. Creativity is a flow that leads us from the initial idea all the way to the final image. So we're going to cover exercises on how to be more proficient at how to use your camera, and how to get those ideas anyways, as well as narrowing those ideas down and focusing them to get the best shots that you possibly can. When you finish this course, you'll be armed with techniques to flex your own creativity and make the most out of your own creative efforts. So please check out my class, only here on Kelby One.
Hey everyone, I'm professional landscape photographer Ian Plant, and right now I am in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan along the scenic south shore of Lake Superior to do some winter landscape photography. And what brought me here is the amazing ice formations that you can find along the sandstone cliffs and caves of this region. And while I'm here, I'm going to share with you some of my favorite tips and techniques for taking amazing winter landscape photos. I'm going to talk about finding the best winter landscape subjects and creating dynamic compositions and visual designs that will draw the viewer deeper into your photograph. I'm also going to talk about the best light, color, and weather for winter landscape photos. and I'm going to discuss the practical aspects of successful winter landscape photography, making sure that you've got the right clothing to keep you warm and making sure that you can keep your gear safe from the cold weather. And we're going to take this from abstract theory to practical application. I'm going to take you with me along on a few photo shoots inside some of the ice caves up here. So join me for my latest class over at kelby1.com.
This segment of The Grid is brought to you by Canon.
Hey, yo, we are back. Just want to mention, last week we launched a Kickstarter for the Platypod Extreme, which is the larger Platypod with all the new features and the built-in legs and all that stuff. We had a great launch here on the show, but it is already over 1,000 backers. They've raised $150,000. And so congratulations to everybody that got their order. And you can still go to Kickstarter and get yours. Yeah. Go to kickstarter.com and search for Platypod Extreme and you'll find it. So pretty cool. All right, let's keep going. Here we go. Let's go. So this is interesting. I looked at these images right before we went on. So this looks like the place hired you to take the shot, right? It looks like we want to, you know, and you did it at the right time. You got all the lights on. It's a very nice looking building. I like that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I really like this one. I love this one. I love the use of the angle and the color and the composition. I really, really like this shot. This one I like okay, and this one looks like the Wikipedia shot. It's not the Wikipedia shot, it's better than that.
Yeah, it's better than that.
It looks like they hired you, like they said, we want an official picture of our building, and you took it at the right time in the right light. So, well done. Good quality all the way around.
A little bit of glow around the building.
Yeah, there is a little white. There is a white glow around the building that you can see. And the way to get rid of that real quickly is, I'll just show you. Go to Photoshop. You may have heard of that. It's a very popular program. You're going to get the clone stamp tool, and you're going to switch the mode up here in the options bar to darken. And that should do it. Make your brush nice and big. What that does is it tells, and then you're going to click right above and then paint. And watch, it doesn't remove the building, it just removes the glow. Because when you switch that mode to darken, it says only affect pixels that are brighter than where I just sampled. And so look, I mean, I'm doing it really sloppy and quick, but it gets rid of all that glow. And the glow is not, oh gosh, that was poorly done. I'm gonna need a smaller brush for this side. Yeah, just go slower and do a better job than I'm doing. But notice it does not paint over the building, and I'll show you a before and after. So watch the glow. See that glow?
Yep.
And then there's Glow Be Gone.
Yep.
We should just make a Glow Be Gone tool.
Yeah, Glow Be Gone. That's a good one.
Glow Be Gone. Found wherever pictures of Jason are sold. Okay. So good job all the way around. Let's see what we have here. I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Ooh, I like that a lot. That's very, very nice. Yeah. That's kind of nice.
It's okay. Yeah, I like that.
All right.
So I like that first one.
This one's a killer shot.
I just take out there's some stuff on the street. There's that like paint.
Yeah.
Wrapper.
These are I don't know if they're flowers or whatever, but yeah, whatever these things are, and certainly that stuff down there, get rid of that.
Looks like,
but this is a terrific shot. I think this is so great. It's mysterious.
I tell you, if you clean up that stuff too, simplify it, that's a great, I love that one.
This is fantastic. This may be my shot of the day so far. I really like it's those hummingbirds.
Yeah, it's up there.
This is total man. First off, if you want to keep this
two birds, one, you need three birds.
One bird or three
one
birds.
Bird
so this bird's
three
got
bird.
To go. You need a free bird.
Yes.
You want to fly. like a free bird.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. And this bird you cannot change.
Oh, those birds you cannot change.
Lord knows. I can't change.
Yeah.
So anyway, get rid of that bird. Yeah, get rid of this shot.
Free bird.
This is... They always yell that, don't they?
Yeah.
They always yell it. Okay. This one's really interesting and moody and kind of neat. This one's really, really good. Okay.
Yeah.
You get the idea. But this one, I'm not kidding. Enter this in competition.
Yes.
That's the kind of shot that wins competitions. Let's see what we have over here.
Those look good.
We got
it's pretty
nothing.
Clean the way the JPEG shows up.
Give it a second. Give it a minute. They're finally drawing. Hold on. I don't know why.
It's looking so good.
All right, here we go. So this looks like Abu Dhabi. Good sky. Little dark on the mosque, but, you know. Also, it looks bent. But here's what's funky.
And it's also leaning, the horizon.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, you could work on this just a little bit, but it's a nice shot. You got the nice reflection. I would, if it were me, I would clone out those taxi cabs or cars sitting over there. Those would go. In fact, I might do you one better.
Yeah, you could have come in a little tighter too, and
yeah, you don't need quite as wide a shot,
especially the top. And that would have kept the building less distorted or...
Yeah. And then while we're here, let's go to geometry and let's hit auto and see how that helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, just auto helps.
You see how it's crooked?
Yeah. And then that's actually helped quite a bit.
Yeah.
But because you got this weird kind of thing and you got cars and stuff there, what I might do is instead, let's grab from about... right here on up, put that up on its own layer by pressing Command J if you're on a Mac, Control J if you're on Windows. So what you have is this, and then flip it upside down and make that your reflection. You get rid of the cars. The problem is you're gonna have to pull this up over here, because that's what the problem is. That thing's bent, and you're gonna it's a bent carrot is what it is. There we go. Nobody sees that commercial on TV?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny as hell. All right, sorry. It needs a little work, but wow, just completely blew that. I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm moving a little tiny bit with my trackpad, and it's like, it's taken off. Like, I'm trying to move a tiny bit.
You cannot explain Photoshop other than restart.
I need to be down further to where those things meet. So anyway, a little bit of work. It's a good shot. I think just a little bit of fixing here.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jason.
Jason.
All right. This is really good. This is so good that I would take the time to clone out all that junk in the right corner. Like, I would just take, if it took me an hour to make it look good, I would do it, because this is a really, really good shot. In fact, what I might do is, this wood isn't helping you a lot. Might just go a little in there, and then take your time, and don't do it in Lightroom or Camera Raw. Go to real Photoshop. Get one of the tools here. And get rid of all this extraneous junk. Now, you don't need to get rid of every single thing over here, but anything that's drawn the attention away from the cat, and that is...
Especially the bright branches.
Yeah, like, I might leave all that up there, but let's get rid of this
stuff.
Yeah, those bright
branches there, yeah.
I'm doing a really sloppy, quick job of it, but...
Yeah,
and this stuff
spent
coming
the time,
in from the sides.
If you spent the time, it would definitely be...
Yeah, I'm doing this so sloppy, it's not even funny. But even just that helps clean it up. And maybe this brighter one, like Eric was mentioning. Gosh, the more I take away, the better I like it.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to think.
You know what's going to end up? You're be like, just take it all. Just take it all.
Yeah, just take it. Well, I mean, you can leave a little in the corner if you want. I don't know how it helps.
It really doesn't.
Yeah, it's going to be take it all, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, at that point, let's do a shortcut and let's just go. Content aware Phil. I love Phil. He's so aware. So, yeah. That's such a great shot. The last thing you want is something drawing your eye someplace that you don't want them to look.
Yeah.
And so I'll show you that. Let's bring back the uglies. Now, there, you could make the case that it's providing some balance in the photo. I don't know. It's a tough case.
Yeah. I mean, and then once you take it out, you can maybe crop it down a little bit, even tighter.
Yeah. You crop it in that direction.
Yes, in that direction once you take it out.
Yeah, so going in this way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then actually you could just, maybe you could just get away with just getting rid of a few of these. And just this one is just kind of, that's certainly better. But anyway, yeah. That's a beautiful shot.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, yeah, really, really nicely done. It's no Jason, but it's good. This has the opposite glows. This has the dark glows and the white glows. It's got every bad glow you can have around that rock. And it comes down to what we said earlier. Pick one. It's the rock or it's the island or whatever that is out there. But you can't have both. Because even numbered things look funky in photos.
Yep. Odd.
You want odd numbers.
It's hard to, odd.
Yeah. But, I mean, this photographer's obviously quite accomplished. They're doing a good job. So mm-hmm. I don't want to pick too much because I don't want you to think that you know, you're doing good. How about some sports, eh?
All right.
Very good.
Moments of action. Like, I love
it. And it is very hard to get good high school level.
Yeah.
These are very good. Look at, you got the nice separation from the background. You've got a moment of action. This one isn't quite as good as this one's really good.
I love that one.
I love that. She's diving for the ball.
Oh, and you
now, this is NCAA.
Holding the jersey. I mean, this is great.
Well, yeah. I don't know if it's necessarily college. Well, Probably, though.
I would take out, there's this one red thing over in the corner there.
Yeah,
that could
go. Here. While we're here, I want to fix two things. Let's get rid of the red thing in the corner. Now, if you were doing this for reportage, that's different. Let's fix the color, though. The color is a little not warm, so I would go and just warm that up
a little bit.
It looks a little too greeny, so go a little, add some yellow and some pink to it to kind of just get their skin tones looking a little better and warming up the shot. So here, I'll show you the split screen. See on the left, it's kind of blue. Like one thing I look is at their jerseys. When they have something that's supposed to be white, it's supposed to be white. But also people look better. Look how blue this was, like the goal post over here, the post for the goal. It's not the goal post, but the post that, you know, the goal. And then over here, her shirt's kind of greenish. Now, you're going to get some, they're playing on a green surface, so you're going to get some green and you're not going to get rid of it all. But I think you can see that the colors are much better.
Yeah, I mean, once you adding that warmth to it, really, like, it brings them along. They're alive, you know, excites them. Yeah.
So that would be one. And then I'm with Eric. Let's go and get rid of this.
One little thing. And, I mean, that's one that, like, I totally get it. I do a lot of photojournalism, but that's one that it's not adding or subtracting anything from the photo at that point. It's not like you're doing, you're just taking that one little thing out.
But good shot. I mean, obviously just a little fix there. Pretty minor. And
I love this one. That's great.
Oh, and this one's great.
For that age sports, right?
Yes.
Yeah, getting that level of the enthusiasm, the action, at that level, and this is probably one of the better little league shots I've
seen. Hands down. This is in the running for the best little league
one of the better
shot
ones.
Ever.
I mean, if you wanted to make it just a little bit better, it would have been get that hand, Butler's hand in the shot, because it's weird where Butler's getting cut off on his hand.
Yeah, this guy's getting cut off too, but I mean, it's such a great shot, and such a great moment.
But again, that's really not that big of a deal. It really is. That's a great one.
I think for that age. Out. Yeah.
Anyway. Let's hope that runner's out. That runner's out because he is nailed.
Good job, though. All right, let's take a short break. We got one more break coming up. We got our prizes coming up. Did we tell people how to enter for prizes?
Did we ever? We did. Just leave us a comment. Tell us
what you
want to
win. Did you give any shout-outs?
People all over joining us. We got Mike from Albany, Karen from Indianapolis, Lisa from Atlanta. We got Dave R. joined from North Carolina. And then Deb saying hey to Scott from and Eric and Christina and everyone from California. Chris is saying hi from Milwaukee. Daniel saying hi from Switzerland. So, yeah, we got people joining us all over the world. And we'll be back here in just a second.
All right. Here we go.
Do you want to make your images look more interesting? Well, that all comes with creative lighting. In my course, we will talk about different ways to modify light. We're going to block light. We're going to play with shadows. And we're going to paint with light. Super fun. These are all techniques that'll help you mold and craft your light so that you can have more striking and dynamic images. Come join me in my class about creative lighting here at KelbyOne.com.
This segment of The Grid is brought to you by Platypod, the world's most compact tripod base.
Hey, we're back. I'm going to have to run in just a second, so I'm going to let Eric wrap the show. Before we go, I saw some questions here real quickly. Some questions asking what gear I used at the show. I used my R6 for all of those. So they were all my R6. And the lens I used, which answers both questions, was my Tamron 150 to 600. Love the lens. Love the R6. The perfect setup for air shows. Now, Eric rented an R3 for the weekend. I'll let him talk to the R3, but I absolutely love that R6 and that 150. Mm-hmm. Lightweight, it's sharp, and it's not expensive. In fact, my buddy Paul. Hey, Paul. Paul bought one. Got it today. Yeah. He got a 150 to 6 because we're going to shoot Oshkosh this summer. All right, last image. Take a look on screen. This is actually a very nice image. It's just messy. And over-processed to death. Like you over-processed by 35 or 40%. Like you got big glows over here and stuff. It's just way too much. And all of these cables and cords and all, like one cable's fine. You don't need like four. So I'd get rid of those. This one looks like it needs the opposite. Number one is I would go with a blue. Go to blue. Like take it over to blue mm-hmm. for your white balance. Yeah. Let's open up those shadows and bring out some of those highlights, the whites. You got an interesting shot there. It's like Santorini, or maybe, I think it's Santorini. Something like it. I think you got a cool shot there, but it needs a little bit more post-processing. So your first shot needs less post-processing. Yeah. This one needs more. And then the third one, this is lovely. I like your texture that you put over it. Your subject looks great. This is just very nicely done all the way around. So good job. Overall, very good job. Just a little bit more post on one, a little bit less post on the other, and this one's really pretty cool. All right, I have to run. I'm going to turn things over to Eric.
Prizes.
I got another podcast to do someplace else. So I'm going to run, but thank you all very much. We'll see you next week here on The Grid. Congratulations to the people that won prizes, and we'll see you later. Let's go one up on Eric so I can sneak out.
All right.
There we go.
So we got some prizes to give away on the show. So we got Wendy B is winning the Platy disc. And then Joe Stone has got the On One Effects, winning the On One Effects. Then Colleen is winning the Boris Effects Optics. And then Melody is winning the travel photography book. Then Christina winning the landscape photography book. If you just email us over at gridprize@kelby1.com, we'll verify your information, get you out your prize. Just email us over at gridprize@kelby1.com. Let's see what else. There was another question. Yes, I did. I shot with the R3 and the R6. So I had the R3 and R6. Most of the shots you saw were with, I was using also the 100 to 400 RF, which is a great lens. $600, awesome lens. So I use that a lot of it. And then I also use the new, well, it's not new anymore, but the 800 F11 lens, which is, it's a fixed aperture lens, but it worked great for the air show. Because at F11, I could do props, I could do jets. I didn't really have any problems at F11, except for, you know, if it gets late in the day. You know, that was the only time that I really had problems with it. For the price, again, that's a $1,000 lens. So 800 millimeters at $1,000, that's really good considering to get an 800 millimeter equivalent anywhere near that, you're gonna be in the $7,000 to $15,000 range. So $1,000, definitely well worth it. The R3 versus the R6, both great cameras. I think they're both great cameras. The one thing with the R3 is it's built for speed. That thing is really built for speed. Not so much, it's built for speed on the frames per second as well. The electronic shutter is really tuned. I didn't get hardly as much rolling shutter as I would get with my R5 or R6. Like, those definitely have a little bit more problem in there. So the R3 is really tuned for that from what I figured, or what I saw out of the images. The other thing with the R3 is the speed with the autofocus. That thing is just super fast. The eye control autofocus, so it's this eye control autofocus that's amazing with it, is that it can actually read where you're looking in the viewfinder based on your retina, and it picks up where you're looking at. So I could pop between a lead plane and the back plane, or I could pop between this plane or that plane, or I could pop between a foreground subject and a plane really quick, just by using that in combination with the, you know, back button autofocus. The other thing is it has the same thing that the 1DX Mark III has with the autofocus infrared controller, which I love, where you can just move around your autofocus points. So between that and the speed, the R3 is a beast, but it is expensive. I mean, could I tell anybody, like, unless, again, you're doing this for, like, everyday photojournalism, everyday shooting a bunch, I could see definitely event photography, wedding photography, you're just needing fast autofocus, clean images, the ISO performance, great. So, you know, if you needed all that stuff, I could see where that would be the camera for you. But at the same time, I could show you the images and you'd be like, which one's the R3 and which one's the R, are six, you probably wouldn't, until we looked at the metadata, really know. But you know, I will say that the image, the more often than not, the R3 was the one nailing the shots, especially with the autofocus, extremely quick. So there you go. We actually did a whole, I had it for a couple weeks, did a few assignments with it, and we got a whole class that we did on just the R3. So that should be coming out in a few weeks. So yeah, so let's see. I don't think we have anything else. No, nothing else. So thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next week. I think next week we'll actually be on one set, right? Yeah, we'll be on one set. So next week, we'll be back over on the grid set. So, and we have On One here too. We got On One's going talking about their new products, the new Resize, right? As I believe, mm-hmm. Which wait until you see. Oh my gosh, that's amazing! And that's what right there is why the R3 or the R6 is all you need as far as megapixels when you see what the Resize will do. So join us next week. We'll see you guys here back on the grid next week On One. And we're gonna have also, I think, another studio in studio guest, which we'll talk about next week, or you'll see next week. So see you guys next week on the grid.
In 2016, we introduced the world to Platypod Pro Max and created the Platypod Ultra in 2017. We created a lightweight and extremely useful tool to take your photos to new heights or lows. We listened to your feedback and went above and beyond with Platypod Extreme. We improved the spike system and replaced it with four metal hinges, which can be adjusted into four positions each. We added open belt slots, a comfortable carry handle, and other powerful features. There is a reason we call it Platypod Extreme, so let us prove it to you.
Having adjustable spike feet is a game changer for me. I never have much time to set up while shooting, and this gives me extreme rapid deployment. Now I can get all my shots no matter what the terrain looks like. And I will definitely be keeping this in my camera bag for all my future shoots.
Even if you aren't always outside or scaling a mountain, the Platypod Extreme will rock your world for shooting inside. With seven threads.